Hey, Chris Johnson here. Let me take you behind the scenes real fast of this little DIY podcast that I've been doing for the last, I don't know, years? 5 years? What year is this? I don't know. Now I'm going to get fucking sidetracked already. When did I start this motherfucker? 2016? 2020? Holy fucking shit! It's going to be 6. It's going to go in the first grade, this cast. Anyway, oftentimes I will record a bunch of podcasts at once and then cut them up whenever the fuck I feel like cutting them up. And then, you know, fucking Sunday or Wednesday rolls around and I'll be like, oh, which one of these motherfuckers do I want to do? And I'll edit it and work on it and it'll be done. But I'm out of casts. I'm fresh out of fucking casts. I've been watching fucking Stranger Things. I've been doing a whole bunch of shit. So I haven't taken the time to just stand here and fucking shout into a mic to, you know, build up a cache of podcasts. So I was off yesterday, but I went down to Allegheny because the Judds and old Nitz McGee were out there doing a little camping, so I went and spent the fucking day with them. So I knew, like, motherfucker, I'm gonna have to fucking work my 10-hour shift on Sunday and then record a cast. What the fuck am I gonna talk about? And then I received a gift from the fucking heavens. I watched a grown man hit himself in the leg with a fucking axe. That fucking happened. I watched it. I saw it. There's a little bit of cockiness beforehand, which made the fucking shot even better and the aftermath even more enjoyable. But a grown man, let's call him the Judge, drove a fucking axe into his leg. Now, before I get too deep into this, somehow there was no blood. Somehow he's fine. He's completely fucking fine. I mean, he was hobbling around. He was all fucking hobbles Magoo for a while, but he was able to fucking avoid bloodshed. I don't know how. I saw the axe. The axe was split in wood, but it did not split skin or bone. It was a little bit of a lump, but, you know, he was fucking doing well. We're sitting by the fire. Still daylight. June, baby. This is the best time of year, man. Best time of year. Fucking June. We get daylight until like 9 o'clock at night. It's fucking phenomenal. We got like 15-hour days. This is the shit that I long for in December when I get fucking 9 hours of daylight and it's dark for 15 fucking hours. Like, Jesus Christ. Where's fucking June? Where it's just fucking light all the goddamn time. But the fire wasn't working very well. Like, Nitz had some fucking wood at her house that the Judge chopped up. And he was fucking pumping himself up about how he chopped this goddamn wood. He's like, I chopped these big fucking stumps of wood. That firewood right there, I took care of all that shit. It was all me, goddammit. It's like, well, man, you fucking burly guy. I didn't know you had that shit in you. But apparently he chops his own wood and he was using it to provide warmth because it was a chilly-ish day. I had shorts on and a t-shirt for a while, but like it got a little windy and cool. Sweatshirt, sweatpants by the end of the night. So we needed it. So he came through. But it just wasn't burning very well because we think the wood got damp, so it just wasn't really burning. So Nitz had the idea. She's like, what if we just fucking took the wood that we had there and just chopped it into smaller pieces? Maybe it would fucking burn a little bit better. We thought that was a good idea. And she's like, I got the little fucking 1.5-pound axe. Like, maybe we can fucking do that. And the Judge just stands up. He stands up without even fucking hesitation. He's just, you know what? I'll show you guys how to chop some wood. Really sure of himself. I'll show you two motherfuckers how to chop some goddamn wood. Because this is what I do now. This is me. This is who I am. Throw on some fucking red flannel. I could be a goddamn lumberjack. I'm that fucking confident in my ability to split wood. So he goes over, takes a fucking little piece of wood, stands it up. Not a little fucking rock, you know what I'm saying? And he's gonna go one-handed because he's all balls. When you're all balls and you know how to fucking split wood to the point that you brag about it beforehand, you do that shit one-handed. Just right hand, right? So he lines up, you know what I mean? Lines up his shot. Takes the fucking protective edging off so he can do some damage to the fucking wood. He's got a log there, a little wood log. Reaches up in the air to the skies. Brings down the fucking axe. Yeah. Misses the fucking wood. He didn't fucking hit the wood. He missed that shit by inches. Now, as a little bit of an aside, I said to him, I'm like, bro, you missed that fucking wood by inches. He disputed that claim. He says, I missed it by millimeters. I don't know why we're converting to metric, but apparently we have to in this case. I think the most important thing is he still missed the fucking wood. You're staring at it. It's a stationary object. It's not baseball. Fucking thing's not moving. Some guy out 60 feet, 6 inches away didn't throw a fucking curve log. It just was standing there. So he swings. He fucking misses. Strike one. Keeps going. The momentum keeps going down as he misses the log. And bam. Right in the fucking shin. And I will tell you, it was fucking hilarious. But at first, seeing your friend of yours drive a fucking axe into his leg, I thought we are going to the fucking emergency room. That is it. The trip is over. It's been fun. Nitz, go get your daughter from the playground. We have to fucking take this man to the emergency room. Tear the sleeve off my fucking sweatshirt. We got to stop the bleeding. Let's fashion a tourniquet. We got to get this fucking guy out of here. It was one of those things where he hit himself in the shin with a fucking axe. I was like, oh my God. And then he just stood there and I didn't see any blood. And the axe was still in his hand. There was nothing dripping from it. And he just went, ah! One of those. And then I realized, like, Motherfucker, you're so incompetent that not only did you miss the log, you couldn't even fucking drive that blade into your skin. Missed the log and missed your shin? Holy shit. Although once he missed the log, I should have known that he wasn't going to hit his fucking shin. He already missed the fucking stationary log. You're not going to be able to fucking drive that thing into your goddamn shin. He hobbled around after that, a little gimpy. Tried to say that it wasn't a big deal. Lifted up his leg, it looked like there was a fucking golf ball on it. He's like, that lump isn't that bad. It's fine. He sent me a picture of it this morning. I'll read you his text. I don't know how the fuck he's sending me text from the campsite. He must have he had to have gone to the lake just to send me this text. That's how much it fucking meant to him. You can't even tell this shin got axed. Well, I mean, aside from the discoloration, but you're also not showing me the fucking view from the side, asshole. I fucking know he got axed. I saw it. And that's how I spent my Saturday. I'm sure this story's going to come up again and again and again because I'm always going to bring it up. It's going to be a new favorite, a new Chris Johnson favorite around the campfire. Hey, Gonzo, hey, last time you weren't here, and this motherfucker hit himself in the leg with an axe. You know, one of those deals. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want to get it. Also on Podbean, it's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Instagram, maybe 5 minutes, and also in my Facebook timeline for you.